Zakt der Helge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass ihr warmes Perig Yod Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eimer, Kal Akava Shehu Mina Ish, Kilu Hi Ishtoi, Mechal Akava Sheena Mina Ish, Kilu Eina Ishtoi. Don't worry, we will be as the Shem Yisbarach explain. We have here the marriage of a Ketana. Fine, she has no father, her mother, her brother's married her off. So we know she can say no. She can say, I refuse him, that's called Mion. But the husband also can say, no, this is not working out. He, however, would have to give her a get. So Zakta the Mishnah. Kol akava shehi min ha'ish. Anytime the Yisoyim has stayed in the marriage because of the man. Be careful how he touched the words over here. But this is how the Batanura explains it. He winds up giving her a get. That means she was satisfied with the marriage. She didn't refuse him. So we understand the fact that she did not refuse him all the time she was in the marriage. She felt she was benefiting from the marriage. She stayed in the marriage because of him. That's what the Mishnah means. Kol akava shehi min ha'ish. What does the word akava mean? A person may ask a shaila, say, is my tefillin kosher? No, there's a problem, but it's not ma'akev. It doesn't stop it. Ikuv means to stop. To hold in place. The fact that he wound up giving her the get, not the other way around. She didn't request the refusal. Is a simon that during the marriage, she was there because of him. She liked him. Memela, kilu hi ishtoi. Then she's mamish, a regular wife, until the husband gave her the get. Memela, being that she was considered a regular wife until he gave her the get, he can't marry her relatives. She can't marry his relatives. Like any woman, they got a get. She's also pasul from kahuna. She has din of a grusha. She can't marry a kain. However, v'chol akava she'eina min ha'ish. In other words, it was the ketana that said, no, no, I don't want this. So even during the time that they were married, it wasn't because she wanted him. She never considered herself his wife. You see, at the end, she's leaving even without a get. So what this refusal does is, it's as if the marriage never took place. It's kilu eina ishtoi. It's as if she never was his wife. And Memela, we'll see more Pratim in the next Mishnah, but Memela, this is just one example, she would not be usher in his relatives. He would not be usher in her relatives. It's as if they were never married.